Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Start our program this time. Here's our information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity is now classified as very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 100, and the only equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 48. And those figures are not likely to increase significantly in the immediate future. All this means, of course, that high-frequency propagation over long distances on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 13 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. However, daylight paths for frequencies above about 15 megahertz will be satisfactory. In the meantime, some shortwave station news which has come to hand. First of all, Turkey. Some amendments have been made to the Voice of Turkey transmission schedule for the current season. Some of the English programs in the Voice of Turkey now broadcast on these times and frequencies. From 0400 to 0455 on 7240 to the Middle East, and in parallel on 9655 to North America. Other English language programs from the Voice of Turkey include 1330 to 1425 on 12035 to Western Europe, and 1730 to 1825 on 11730. That program is broadcast to Southern Asia. And from 1930 to 2025 on 6050 to Western Europe. And 2130 to 2225 on 9610 to Southeast Asia in parallel with 2300 to 2355. That's on 5960 English to North America. Now, some further information concerning schedule changes. Transworld Radio India, in Hindi and Indian languages. New schedule is 1315 to 1430 on the new frequency of 15755 from Tashkent in Uzbekistan to South Asia, and 1430 to 1615 on 7505 also from Tashkent to South Asia in Hindi and Punjabi. Now, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Some of the programs from the schedule, it's a very long schedule, of course we cannot provide that complete schedule here, but some of the English language programs from Iran are as follows. 1930 to 2027 on 7345 to Western Europe, parallel with 13670 to Southern Africa and 15450 to Southern Africa. There's also English programs from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 1930 to 2027 on 6040 to Western Europe. And programs in other time periods from Iran, English 0330 to 0427 on 9710 to North America. That is actually the program entitled The Voice of Justice, and it's parallel to 11770. Now, an interesting new frequency which is scheduled for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is 4005. That's just above the 75 meter band. It's scheduled 1930 to 2027 with programs in Russian to Eastern Europe. So that's an unusual new frequency for Iran. Now, an additional frequency for the Voice of Russia in the Kurdish program, 1500 to 1600, that's actually from Armavir. And 1900 to 2000 on 11985 from Yerevan in Armenia, that broadcasts is in Arabic to East Africa. Here in Melbourne recently, the 25 metre band has been providing quite good signals during our post sunrise period, 1900 to 1930, with propagation, good propagation from all continents. Here's a selection of some of the items I noted recently. 11580, All India Radio, and 11560. Radio Cairo in Egypt. 11600, Libyan Broadcasting Service. And 11615, the Voice of the Somali Republic, known as Radio Darmal, from Wolverton in the United Kingdom. Another frequency for All India Radio, 11670 in English. And in Arabic from All India Radio on 11710. 11735, quite good reception from Radio Zanzibar in local languages. And 11775, a large signal from Radio Algeria, broadcasting from the Issoudun, France relay station in Arabic. And some frequencies for Deutsche Welle from Kigali in Rwanda, 11800 in English, and 11865 in Portuguese, and that latter transmission signs on at 1930. Now the BBC from Ascension in English on 118110, this is 1900 to 1930, and 11890, the Philippines Broadcasting Service in English and Tagalog, very good signals here in Melbourne. Radio France International from Issoudun in France, Prince programs on 11995. And 12080, the Voice of America from Botswana in French. And 12095, the BBC from Cyprus in English. And another frequency for All India Radio in English, 11935. And on 11985, the Voice of Russia from Yerevan in Armenia, broadcasting in Arabic. So quite good reception in the 25 metre band here in Melbourne during our post sunrise period, 1900 to 1930, with good propagation from all continents. Now some shortwave station news once again. This time Radio Free Sarawak, the station is becoming quite popular, and good signals throughout Southeast Asia. It's been making some frequency changes. It's actually uses frequent or transmitting capacity hired from other broadcasters. And the latest schedule is 1100 to 1258 on 11600. And this apparently replaces 9900. And the transmitter site for that service is believed to be Trincomalee in Sri Lanka. It also broadcasts between 1000 and 1100 on 15425. And that transmitter site is believed to be Palau, or Karor in Republic of Palau. So there'll most likely be more frequency changes as the station makes adjustments to improve its reception across Southeast Asia. Now, for the international broadcasting station news, first of all, a new broadcast of Mobile Voice Broadcasting Network in Farsi. It's been heard by Radio Bulgaria Monitoring. Very strong signals between 1430 and 1630 on 7465. And the frequency changes of the Shiokatsi Sea Breeze political station in various languages broadcasting to Korea uses brokered transmitters. 1330 to 1430, the new frequency is 5910 from Yamata in Japan. It replaces 5985 and 2000 to 2100, the same frequency, 5910 from Yamata, replacing 5955. Now, programs are in Japanese, Chinese, Korean and English at various days and at various times. And the Voice of Korea has been noted with a variable schedule. Some transmitters have not been on the air each day and others have been coming and going. It may well be that there are transmitter modifications or new transmitters being installed or tested in North Korea. So some of the frequencies that have been heard include 6170, 1400 to 2050 in various languages to Western Europe, and 9325, same time period, also various languages to Western Europe. Now, frequency change for Radio New Zealand is 15720, 1059 to 1259, 15720, and that's broadcast to Northwestern Pacific and Timor. So that was a few notes. Those were a few notes of frequency and schedule changes for international broadcasters.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX. And goodbye for now. See you soon.